Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy.
When you think of the metaverse, you probably automatically associate it with Mark Zuckerberg. He believes it's not just the future of his company, which he famously renamed Meta, but the future of the whole internet. But Meta has some steep competition in the space, with Apple. And the two companies have very different ideas of what the metaverse will look like. Matt Weinberger, deputy tech editor at Insider, is here to tell us about this philosophical competition between them. So Matt, what is each company's stance on the metaverse?
So first of all, the metaverse is a term that means different things to different people. What most people generally agree on is that the metaverse is an online connected virtual world, sort of an evolution of the modern day internet. But where Facebook and Meta are placing their bets is that the real future of the metaverse is going to happen in virtual reality. And virtual reality, you may have seen the headsets, you pop one on, there's a screen just a couple inches from your face. And Facebook has many, many products, including Facebook Horizons, where you can meet up with friends, take those meetings, play checkers and chess and tennis, but it's completely immersive. Apple, meanwhile, and this predates the metaverse conversation, Apple has been placing its bets on augmented reality. Unlike virtual reality, augmented reality projects holograms or whatever you want to call them out into the real world. So if you're looking at an item in the supermarket, you can see reviews and ratings and recipes projected over your field of vision.
And to be clear, that's like only if you're wearing like a pair of glasses or goggles. Like we're not actually looking at holograms that everybody can see.
That's right. And Apple's big bet there is that they see augmented reality like that as additive to the real world, that you're still in the real world, doing things in the real world, but with digital information in front of you.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. You know, it almost sounds like Zuckerberg is trying to frame this competition between Meta and Apple as a rerun of the Mac versus PC wars of a few decades ago, where Apple was seen as closed and exclusive, that walled garden, whereas, you know, Microsoft licensed its software to lots of different PC makers. So is that a fair way to look at this?
Yeah, this is Facebook's do-over moment. If they can establish themselves as, you know, kind of the Microsoft of this new world, you know, it's an open ecosystem, whereas Apple, as Apple does, likes its closed ecosystem where it can take a 30% cut of all transactions. It's an open secret that Apple is working on some kind of augmented reality headset that could be revealed as soon as this year, but maybe not. And Apple wants that to integrate with your iPhone, with your Apple Watch, with your inevitable Apple car. In theory, it will all be connected together. And it's a philosophical battle in the sense that Facebook is working with Microsoft and Epic Games and a bunch of other companies to try to make it something more open, something more interoperable.
So what are some of the biggest challenges that Meta and Apple are facing in the metaverse space?
First of all, it's not immediately clear that this is something that people want. It's very good for Facebook and for Apple to be shooting for some bigger next version of the internet technology, but especially now as we face the risk of a recession, it's not clear that people are going to be willing to drop $1,000 or $2,000 for an Apple AR headset, you know, anytime soon.
Yes, and it'll probably just separate the haves and have-nots even more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or at least the San Franciscans from the non-San Franciscans.
That's right, because they needed a little more separation.
Exactly.
So, you know, Matt, we're talking about a lot of big ideas here, but what do you think? Do you think that the metaverse will take off? And do you think that, you know, Zuckerberg's vision is something that's more palatable? Or do you think it's Apple's?
You know, this is a semi-contrarian take, but I tend to think that the metaverse is already here. I think that it's sort of underrated the degree to which we're already in that world. Just as an example, early on in the pandemic, I played a lot of Fortnite with my nephews because we couldn't be together physically, but we were able to still log plenty of quality time together. And it doesn't replace that face-to-face time, but it was the next best thing in a very, very difficult circumstance. And that was without any headset involved at all. I think that these online worlds are more habitable than they get credit for. And even something like Roblox, it's the closest thing, I think, to the conventional vision of the metaverse. It's an online world with a lot going for it in terms of creativity and economy and connecting people, everything that Facebook says that it wants to do. But I don't think we're quite there yet. There's going to be sort of a breakthrough moment, but there's nothing there that's so special that it fully replaces the things that we already have.
That's a great way to put it. Matt, thank you so much for chatting, man.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Weinberger is a tech editor at Insider.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.